Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Our brave veterans deserve our support every day of the year, but especially as we head into Veterans Day this week, I wanted to highlight a veterans organization that's making a big difference for our local vets. On the line with me is George Swift, president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 47, Inland Empire. Thank you so much for joining me today, and also thank you for your service.
You're welcome, and I'm very proud of serving my country.
George, can you tell us a little bit about your military service and how you got involved with Vietnam Veterans of America?
Well, I was in the Navy, and we were the first ships in Vietnam. I was on destroyers, and of course, we were capable of going up rivers and that kind of thing because of the small ship we were on. And I was in Vietnam when it first started.
And how did you get involved with Vietnam Veterans of America?
Well, I joined, many, many years ago when we got back. When we first got back, we didn't have Vietnam Vets of America right away because, you know, as well as I do, that we weren't too welcomed. So it was a while before they developed some chapters. And finally, in about 1980, 82, we developed a chapter in Riverside. And that's when I joined. I joined about 1990. From there on, I was a member, and we did a lot of things for our members or for our veterans. We were one of the first ones to help get recognition on Agent Orange. We were also the first ones to get recognition of PTSD, and we got both those passed through Congress. And by the way, we are the only Vietnam vet organization that was ever chartered by Congress.
Tell us more about what this organization does locally.
Our thing is that veterans help veterans, and we have been veteran assistance to a lot of people. But about a year and a half ago, they finished building one of these facilities out at March Field. I guess it's Air Reserve Base. It's called a Veterans Village. And what it amounts to is the private industry, private corporations band together with money and got grants to build these facilities to house veterans who were on the street. Some of them were on the street as homeless. Some of them were out there that couldn't afford to rent anymore because they lost their jobs or had a change in their life of some type. So they built these facilities to allow these kind of individuals to live there. Now, they don't live there free. They have to pay a certain amount of money every month to live there. It's like a percentage of what they make. But they can't make too much money or they can't stay there. So they live there, but they don't feed them. So they needed food. And so we were contacted, we being myself, and there's a group called Volunteers for Veterans. And if you can relate to them, they're the ones who put on the Veterans Car Show every year in Redlands. And so they contacted us and asked us about putting together some type of pantry to feed these folks. And that's what we started. So we started at March. We put together a pantry with shelves, and we got volunteers, people to donate money or food to us to put in this pantry to feed these people. And also we had to get hygiene products. They needed shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, things like that. So So we started getting that, and we started building this pantry. Well, we're into this, and then all of a sudden, they open another Veterans Village over in Loma Linda. Now, it's not part of the Loma Linda Hospital or anything to do with them. It's a separate organization, and they house veterans the same way they do over here in March. Some off the street, more families over there at Loma Linda. And so we opened a pantry there and started supplying them food. Then along comes a new place called Liberty Village, which is a veterans village in Beaumont. And that facility houses nothing but families. It's got 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. And so we started helping them out. So now we've got these 3 places every week that we have to help buy food for. One of the biggest things we had to buy was milk and eggs, because that's a big item that they need, especially for families. That alone costs us about $1,100 to $1,200 a month just to buy the milk and eggs for these facilities. And then on top of that, we buy food, and then we get hygiene products. And we've been very lucky to get some things from Amazon, who's been very, very helpful for us in getting hygiene products, and even toys for some of these children at Christmas time. Last year, we had a very good year with a company out of Upland, an insurance company and hiring company that came over, gave us 1,100 cans of food, had a barbecue, gave all the kids a toy, gave every family a gift. It was absolutely awesome what they did for these veterans and their family. And then we had volunteers for veterans who also did a big Christmas party also, giving out toys and having a big dinner for them. So we are very involved with this whole project. It keeps us busy. We do this week in and week out, getting ready to go out there tomorrow to deliver some food and some hygiene products that they need out at March and also over at Loma Linda. And then we'll also Beaumont. So we have a great organization that really looks out for these people. I mean, I can't tell you how proud I am of our guys in this chapter that help out with this program.
George, you briefly touched on this when you said that veterans returning from Vietnam were not always well received. Is that why on employment applications we often see that non-discrimination clause that says we do not discriminate based on veteran status?
Well, I guess so. I never looked at it that way. When we came home from Vietnam, you just never told anybody you were in Vietnam. I can remember for years, I never said anything to anybody that I was a Vietnam veteran. Just never did. And it wasn't until later in life that finally when we got recognition, then we were able to let people know that we were veterans. But when you got out of the service, they wouldn't even let you wear your uniform off the base. They tell you not to wear uniforms because somebody might spit at you or throw a rock at you or something. So it was, we were not well received.
I'm speaking with George Swift, president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 47. George, what are some other reasons that veterans might need our support?
Well, today, veterans have problems with work and jobs. That's a real big problem now with this pandemic. And, of course, a lot of these veterans are very apprehensive about going out anyway because of the fact that a lot of them have underlying medical problems from the service. You know, the Vietnam vets are a small portion now because we're losing a lot of Vietnam vets every month. Probably 300 to 500 are dying a month. But they have Agent Orange, they've got PTSD, they've got other factors. And then you've got the latest vets like from Afghanistan and Desert Storm and those who have been exposed to burn pit exposure. You know, they have got those chemicals that got in their system and now it's caused them to be ill. Also, you've got veterans with very severe disabilities. So it's really hard on them this day and age because of the fact that there's not a lot of employment out there, but at the same token, they can't be out there exposed during this pandemic. So they've got to weigh whether or not they can go to work or they can stay home and be safe.
So how can we help support our veterans beyond saying thank you for your service, although we definitely want to make sure that we continue saying that as well?
Oh, absolutely. But you can make contributions to veterans organizations that are legitimate. Now, let me tell you, there's a lot of them that call you and tell you that they're something, this, you know, they have this organization and that organization. A lot of those robocalls that you get are not legitimate veterans organizations. They are on paper. They get their 501s. They go and do all that. But about 10 cents out of the dollar goes to a veteran. The rest goes in their pocket. The only way you should always look at an organization that you can trust, like the VFW or the American Legion or Vietnam Vets of America, those kind of organizations, and you just check on it. Make sure that they are giving the money to these veterans. We have a website, VVA47.com. And on there, it tells all about what we do and what our projects are. And then we have a link to PayPal so people can give us money, which they have done. And every month we get money from folks who help us buy food and stuff for these veterans. Also, we like contributions. We like food. We like canned drives that bring us food. You know, the couple of the three things out there that we go through every week and we have a hard time keeping getting a hold of is because they're expensive. But spam is hardly available now. You can't even hardly find it. And if you buy spam, you only can buy a case, and that's it. They won't allow you one. Diddy Moore stew, these guys go crazy over it. And also Hormel chili. Those are the things the guys like. And, you know, they live in a complex where there isn't much to do there. Some of them don't even have a TV because it cost them extra. It cost them to buy cable and get a television. So they don't even buy one. They don't have enough money. And they don't have a computer. So one of the things I look forward to is probably eating. You know, I'm going to go down and get something to eat. It's really good. So they have the commissary there, the pantry there to give them some food. We don't cook any food there. We just give them, it's all in cans, and they have to prepare it themselves. But that's a way you can help them out, is volunteer to help out. Any kind of drive they have, we collect clothing and small appliances for a thrift store that we have over in San Bernardino, and the number and everything is on our website. They'll pick that up and take it over there, and eventually they'll start giving us money again. They stopped giving us money because they were closed up during the pandemic. But eventually they'll open up again and start giving us more money, which we use to give to veterans. We pay veterans rent. We pay their car payments. We've done electrical bills. We've done all kinds of stuff for veterans. And we don't discriminate against one vet or another. We take care of all veterans.
I heard that a lot of the veterans at the Veterans Village don't even have a microwave in their room. Would that be a donation that you would accept?
Yeah, that's true. Some of them don't have a microwave. You're absolutely right. They have the refrigerators and very big, so like what you see in a motel room. And those are the ones who live in the single units, what they call the studio apartments. Yes, they like something like that. Actually, they like a roaster oven, but they really like a little bigger than a microwave. They get a little small microwave, but it's not very big. And they can't put much in there. I mean, like last year we got free Christmas turkeys and they couldn't use them at all because there's no place to cook them.
So what is the biggest need that Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 47 Inland Empire has right now?
The biggest need for us is just contributions to help us run our pantry program. We just need dollars because we've lost some of our contributions because of the pandemic. Some businesses that were giving us money could no longer afford to give us money because they're having problems, you know, keeping their doors open. And we understand that. And we're very grateful for what they did for us. But we try to help them out, and we try to help out our veterans as much as we possibly can. So that's a big plus for us. We really need to keep going with this pantry and supply food for these folks.
And tell us again, if someone wanted to get involved with your organization or make a donation, how could they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, and our website is VVA, as the Vietnam Veterans of America, chapter47.com.
I've been speaking with George Swift, president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 47, Inland Empire. George, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for your service.
You're welcome. And thank you very much for having us on here. This has been a great service for us.
And happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.